You tell her to tell him you are documenting the dignity of the victims, because no one else is.
Sir, the newspaper described her as a spectacle. They speak of her body as if it were theater. She was a woman. No one is asking whether she was treated with dignity. You know what has been done to her. Let me record that she was examined properly, that she was not mocked, that she was handled with care.
You'll not touch her.
She's here. She's on a wooden table, covered to the collarbone. They've already done the post-mortem. This was indoors, Miller's Court. Oh, her face. They said she was unrecognizable. I thought that was an overstatement. It wasn't. She was someone. She had a room, a bed, a life that fit inside four walls, and he turned her into...
You tell Kim to take a deep breath, and that she can leave if needed.
Why? Why would someone do this? This isn't about killing. Killing is fast. This is something else. The injuries aren't random. They move with intention, from throat downwards. But not for efficiency. Not like Nichols. Not like Chapman. This isn't escalation for skill. It's escalation for expression. He wasn't just silencing her. He was communicating something. But what? Rage? Hatred? Ownership? Or is this about being seen?
You notice that she's not scared anymore. She's thinking. Hard.
The heart is gone. That's deliberate. Or is it symbolic? You don't remove a heart for anatomical curiosity, right? You remove it because it means something. Why take the heart? Why leave everything else exposed? Why her? Why indoors? Why now? This is the turning point. Not just in brutality, in psychology. He crossed from opportunistic predator to someone who wanted time with what he had done. And then after that, he stopped. Or did he? She was 25. Just 25. She deserved to grow old. No, this wasn't random. There's structure here. There's pattern in these cases, and I'm going to find it. We are going to find it.
Kim can either ask about the first or the last victim. You realize that you should advise her wisely.